believe that. He's faithful.
$10, what a blessing this could be to save some young person's life, or perhaps even the mom or the dad, or some other friend. Doing it right, friends, everything you know about doing it right. Nobody told me. You can't say that today. You just heard this program. You can't say nobody told me. Rebecca St. James, a best-selling Christian recording artist, said this book is relevant, powerful, and packed with truths that all young people need to hear. Don't let it go. Friend, this is an opportunity. We're not here to throw stones. We're here to try to bring life, to restore life, to restore joy, and to bring salvation. Your gift of $10 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Get it on our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Tell your friends, Romans and countrymen, about it. Tell them about this particular program that they can listen to. You might know of a family that's struggling with these very issues, teenagers. Email them. Let them know about the program. Be an agent of life. And thanks for joining us today. God bless you, my friend. It's tough out there. Everything is trying to rope us in to unfaithfulness. I know that. I'm a person of flesh and blood as well, and so is Pam. We pray for you. We ask God to pour out His Spirit upon you and be gracious unto you as we try to live out our lives holy and righteous before Him, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Don't wait for the other guy to do it. He's not, friends. And I'll tell you, we're in reality at the very bottom of the barrel right now. If God would have you, give. Do it today. Don't delay.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in a battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Constance Cumbody, whose book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, I introduced the American people to the worldwide occult movement approximately 31 years ago, 30 years ago, about the time I first read this book. I'd been studying what was going on at that time, probably for 20 years. So I always knew there was something I was missing. And, of course, when I read the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, I realized that there was another movement, a parallel spiritual movement behind this entire movement towards world government, which was embraced by communism and by the secret government of the United States, the Council on Foreign Relations, the great tax-exempt foundations, and they're interlocked with the media and the bankers. There had to be something out there, something we were missing, and here it was. Constance, you certainly woke an awful lot of people up to what was going on in those days.
Thank you. My misfortune to stumble onto the whole thing.
Well, basically, it's been 30 years, and of course, it seemed at that time that suddenly we were going to be moving very rapidly in the world government. we're not there. Well, in many respects, we are there. Everything is in place. They have certainly everybody in the world is either numbered or being numbered. They're in the process of getting numbers for and identification cards for all the 1.2 billion people in India. They're in the process of doing the same thing in China. They're getting everybody numbered. They're getting their video cameras up in countries all throughout the world. Oh, of course, in the name of trying to protect us from the bad guys of the terrorists. And then, of course, everybody has cards so they can check out what we buy and keep a permanent record of it. They're getting dossiers on people. And they're listening to telephone calls all throughout the world under Project Echelon. And they have their fusion centers so that they can correlate the dossiers they have from all the various government agencies. And every house in the entire world, even the caves and little mud huts in Africa, has a GPS a centralization. They know what the number is. Here in America, of course, President Obama wants to maintain our privacy by putting our health records on the Internet. And anybody who understands how that's going to maintain the privacy of records, well, I sure appreciate that calling in and telling us. And everything is in place for the coming one-world dictatorship. Well, everybody will be monitored and controlled, at least those who are allowed to live, from the cradle to the grave. So how far do you think we've gone along this move towards this one-world dictatorship, Constance?
They claim that it's in place. There is a woman, I've spoken about her before. Her name is Anne Marie Slaughter, S-L-A-U-G-H-T-E-R. She was an assistant secretary of state until very recently under Hillary Clinton. She's a professor at one of the major eastern universities, and she's written some books. In fact, her book is called The New World Order, and it's quite blatant, and she says that basically it is all here, it's all in place, that it is done by a system of networking, and networking governments, and networking business. And she's, it's interesting, I found her linked with somebody else I had been researching for some time. There was a mutual admiration society. Javier Solanas has started twittering on the Internet.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Constance Cumby. Well, go right ahead, Constance.
He links to Anne Marie Slaughter. Anne Marie Slaughter links to him, and I, of course, since I'm following.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Oh, almost like altered state of consciousness, but altered state of religion, these people who are part of this spiritual movement, and they basically say everything is in place. Everything is in place for the world government, and certainly it's only a matter of time before this will be imposed. Constance was saying she's done some writing about this, and some of these people have been a little unhappy with it because some of her articles have gotten up on news reviews and elsewhere. She's identified these subversive people intent upon destroying the very fabric of our society. And this, of course, is an illegal movement. It violates our Constitution. These people are subversives. I mean, we talk about the danger of communism. Communism is not a threat. These people are the threat, and many of them are working at the highest levels within the media, within our city government, within us and our corporate structures. Their goal is the destruction of the sovereignty not only of the United States, but of the entire world. You pick up the story there, Constance.
But you're absolutely right. They're upfront about their goal is destruction of sovereignty. And it's interesting, you mentioned 30 years. It seems strange that I've been in a war on this thing as long as the religious wars in Europe lasted and that were settled by the famous treaty that starts with a V. It just slipped from me, but it will come back to me very,
not
very
quickly. Not Westphalia.
The Westphalia Treaty.
Right.
And they're saying that the world has been suffering under this Westphalian worldview of sovereignty, and that this is something that they have to eliminate. In the same breath, they talk about spiritual. Now, here's what's tricky. They got together in the late 1980s, and they decided they'd been flushed out. And one influential person was a professor at the University of London who's led a number of discussions for a number of people. Her name is Mary Caldor. They had another professor at the London School of Economics, not University of London, but London School of Economics. Another one was Eileen Barker, who was working on the new religions and a front. And they got together and they decided they had to change terminology. And they all were in agreement on this one. Corinne McLaughlin, Mary Caldor, the Mary Caldor being the professor I referred to, Jean Houston, Hazel Henderson, so many others, Renee Wadlow, and universally they made a shift in terminology from New Age to Global Civil Society. And that's their new terminology. It was kind of plain vanilla. They were able to dress it up, make it sound respectable, but their publications have made it very clear that what they were about was ending national sovereignty, a new paradigm for viewing the world where we had a central unifying position such as the Earth Charter, and that we would march forward, and that would be a continual shifting process, but that it had to advance, and at the same time and on the same track, they came up with something around the year 2000, which is a big time for them, at the United Nations and under Kofi Annan. Now, Kofi Annan is an interesting person. He had links with lots of New Age interests. He was very close to Maurice, wasn't as close to Maurice Strong. he set up some mechanisms at the United Nations, along with some other folks that we know, and they set something in motion called UN Global Compact, and which has been maintained by Ban Ki-moon, who is the new the successor to Kofi Annan at the United Nations. Now, Kofi Annan was close to Reverend Moon. I know that personally because I met him and talked with him at something that the Unification Church made the mistake of inviting me to, a CASA meeting in 1983 in the Crystal Marriott, and before Kofi Annan had ascended to his powerful position, but he had held powerful positions in the past, he was there. So I know he is tight with the Unification Church people. At the same time, then Ban Ki-moon came in, and researchers I respect have said that Ban Ki-moon indeed was lobbied for the position by Reverend Moon. And, of course, Ban Ki-moon had the United States support for the position, which nobody has, and this was under George W. Bush's watch. Now, there was another person who was appointed. There were a number of people who were appointed from Unification Church circles. This was Reverend Moon, who was very, very powerful in the New Age movement, was and is. He's getting quite elderly now, and he's putting his some of his sons in position of power in his organization, but he's still a very, very, very tight organization. He's still Father. He's the Lord of the Second Advent. He's the one who said Jesus failed in his mission, which is to have perfect children and start a new covenant race with men. And Reverend Moon has been, for some reason, has had lots and lots of money to buy people off. And he's bought people off in the religious community. He has bought people off in the political community, and he has bought people off on both sides of the aisle, and he's bragged that he had a plan to take over. Now, he's networked with a number of interests, and Joseph Tully, who was one of his chief deputies, the one that encountered, in fact, assisted in throwing me out, that 1983, almost 1984 meeting they made the mistake of inviting me to. Joseph Tully died recently, in 2010 in Hawaii. But Joseph Tully admitted to me, he said, yes, we worked with Benjamin Krem and Tara Center. I'd mentioned Benjamin Krem to him. I had not said Tara Center. He came up with that one on his own in telling me it was very unfair of me to accept their invitation, feeling as I did about the New Age movement and Unification Church. They're both tightly bound up. But they have been a lot of money, and some of the money behind it, some of the money has come from other circles that you and I are both aware of, one that Jeff Charlotte has talked somewhat about, somewhat incompletely in my opinion.
Well, I think for our listeners who don't know, Jeff Charlotte had written the book called The Family. Now, most people don't even know what The Family is, but it's a very powerful parallel movement, parallel to all these others. But they're the ones who put on the National Prayer Breakfast every year. It used to be the Christian Prayer Breakfast. It's not Christian at all. And these people have almost apparently unlimited funds. They have a number of people in Congress. They are certainly a parallel occult movement moving us towards a one-world government.
What's so interesting is Mark Hubbard, who was deeply mixed up with people in their core group and people in the other core groups, said now all the resonating core groups with outwardly different purposes are merging and blending and coming together to do the one work. But there was
If I could just let our listeners know, the president always attends the National Prayer Breakfast and gives a short speech. Everybody thinks it has to do with Christianity. It doesn't. Powerful internationalist and globalist organization. Go ahead.
Right. Some mechanisms have been in place for a few years, and they've continued right, left, and center. Unification Church has played a powerful role in this, as did others, including the family. And Unification Church supplied funding and bought silence on New Age issues of many powerful groups on the right. And Unification Church's, one of their powerful personalities, Josette Sheeran, who was, her married name was Josette Sheeran Shiner. They claim she's divorced now. She and Dr. Shiner, a professor, have three children together, and they were married in a mass unification church wedding. She was a top editor at the Washington Times for years, and supposedly she left the Unification Church and became an Episcopalian, except Unification Church sources openly say that, hey, if she said that she was still supporting Father, she wouldn't get anywhere politically. But I think that she was appointed to a powerful State Department position and then made head of the World Food Authority, which is absolutely terrifying to me, to think that these folks have their hooks in the food, but they say have their hooks in something even much bigger and monstrous, and that's called the UN Global Compact.
Guys, if I could just mention that when you refer to the father, you're talking about, of course, Reverend Moon. Right. So basically, ladies and gentlemen, this is a powerful, powerful organization. Unlimited funds. They put in literally several billion dollars into the Washington Times newspaper and certainly their magazine they put out. They're no longer actually published hit online now, but they no longer circulated. It lost literally hundreds of millions of dollars simply down the tube. But it was all to give a so-called, well, a conservative voice in Washington, D.C. They were conservative nominally, but they were never going to tell you the true aspects of this spiritual battle that's going on. And suddenly, what people don't understand, there are powerful forces there on the other side. Nobody ever says, where does Reverend Moon get hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to use for political purposes and buying the support of the conservative Christian leaders across America? We'll be back in just a moment with Constance Cumby. But then where does the family get their money? And they all interlock into this network. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. People really don't understand. These forces are out there. They have a common goal, a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world currency, a new world religion, and a new world leader. Go right ahead, Constance.
Well, the Unification Church just didn't just buy the right, they bought the left. Now, Josette Sheeran was appointed to head, they were nominated by...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friends' interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Meets politics, and certainly was my introduction to the fact that J.P. Morgan, the great banker, was deeply involved in astrology, that Henry Ford, who popularized anti-Semitism, circulated the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, pointing out that there was this vast Jewish conspiracy that was going, of course, to take over the world. He himself was deeply involved in spiritualism and theosophy, and the whole reason for putting out the protocols of the learned elders of Zion was to draw attention away from the satanic conspiracy that Henry Ford was part of it. And Corrine McLaughlin lets this whole the cat out of the bag in her book, Spiritual Politics. In fact, if you want to know how it was that Barack Obama was become president, we have writings of Corrine saying that for many years, people involved with her and the occult movement, the New Age movement, had been praying that Barack Obama would become the next president of the United States. His ascent into power certainly was carefully orchestrated, not so much by the politicians, the George Soros, the Goldman Sachs, and the others who contributed to them, but by the occult forces behind George Soros and behind Goldman Sachs and behind what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But you go right ahead. You were talking about Corrine McLaughlin and all of these people out there working behind the scenes. Of course, people think about right, left, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat. The real power, of course, is in this world, occult movement.
Okay, now, if I could, I've mentioned the Unification Church concerns, their heavy concerns, as the Institute of Noetic Sciences and the other powerful New Age networks out there. But this one is insinuating itself now into global distribution systems and corporations, and corporations now are being forced internationally under things from the UN that are actually taking on the strength of law. The lawyers are writing law reviews and how some people are to comply with these things. And they have a list of thousands of corporations are forced to get on board. I discovered it quite accidentally by looking something up on a piece of equipment I had purchased to store some of my research. And then I found that the company Seagate, which makes the fine hard drives for the computer, had subscribed to the UN Global Compact. And when I started looking at that, I was very, very horrified. In fact, I was just almost ill at the ramifications I had found. And I found this was where they were hiding out, and that this was implementation on a corporate level of what they call the global civil society. They were merging them with NGOs, disregarding national sovereignty, a list corporations that were not complying were put on an expelled list and basically shunned in those circles, and the corporations that were doing much to promote it were put on an extra special list, and this was a place for very high executives and CEOs and people with money
to come together
and rub elbows. But
now this is the UN Global Compact that you're speaking of.
UN Global Compact,
right?
But deeply involved in it was Josette Sheeran. Deeply involved in it is Corinne McLaughlin. Deeply involved in it is Hazel Henderson. Deeply involved in it is Paul Hawken. And Paul Hawken wrote a book called Blessed Unrest. It's the movement he said that nobody saw coming. Now, this is the movement I saw coming, and I've been writing about for years. And Paul Hawken was one of the originals. In fact, Corinne McLaughlin talks about this. As she said, in another political trend, a powerful political trend today is the dramatically increasing power of what's called the independent sector or civil society. So this seems to be currently flying under the media radar. That was the same boast that Donald Keyes made in the early 1980s, that so far the New Age movement had avoided detection by alarm forces and defenders of the status quo ante. And when then it was outed, and I like to think I had some role in helping to out it, they then got together, all of them, and decided they were going to call themselves Global Civil Society. And like Corinne McLaughlin says, that it was flying under the media radar. She said, but in a few years it will be seen as the new superpower. Now, she wrote this particular article in 2006, and those few years look like they're apparently here. She said that it would be that these groups would be the new world, the new superpower in the world. So since government hasn't been very effective at addressing major problems such as poverty, war, violence, terrorism, and environmental pollution, nonprofit organizations and citizen activist groups worldwide have taken up the challenge.
Hold that thought, hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metals. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the whole house water fluoride removal system and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Place for the world government. They have their world army, that's NATO. They have their world bank. They have their world court. They have their world trade organization. They have their world police force, that's Interpol. They have their executive, that's of course the Secretary General of the United Nations. They have their cabinet, that's the Secretariat. They have their parliament there, that's the General Assembly. They have the World Health Organization. They have But they need a global currency. They've got to destroy sovereignty, and of course they're going to do this by destroying the value of our currency, by impoverishing our people. In all probability, they're going to plunge us into a horrible, horrible war, because they write about how they really, of course, want to destroy the monotheistic religions and get the Christians and Jews to destroy the Muslims and the Muslims to destroy the Christians and Jews. And that's really, of course, since they work with our intelligence agencies, they control them, they have elements within our military that are actively involved in contacting the other dimension. Now, they have a whole division there of the special forces that are certainly contacting the supernatural dimension. That's what the George Clooney's book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, and the movie wasn't a very good movie, but other than the very end where this fellow ends up walking through a wall, they really can do this sort of thing. And that these people are out there. And the average person has no idea. I mean, we live in a whole different world. We live in a material world, but these people live in a mystical world. We live in a subjective world. They live in a spiritual world. We live in a visible world. They live in an invisible world. And we live in a tangible world. They live in an intangible world, and they're in contact with the spirits from the other dimension. This is what people don't understand, and we think, of course, that we have a grasp on what's going on, you know, and which the subversive organizations are and what the communists are doing, without realizing this is all fall-to-roll. Here's where the real battle is. It's the spiritual battle being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And they have everything lined up, ready to impose upon us this one-world satanic government. Go right ahead, Constance.
Well, I wanted to make a point on this thing, and the people need to know that it's spread, and it's not just left, it's not just right. When they say that this is center, they're the radical center, and the center is everywhere. They're not just kidding. Josette Sheeran was supposedly on her way out when Barack Obama took office. And it was widely reported that she'd made a fool of herself in something at the World Economic Forum, that they had been at a demonstration, that she'd used some people for a demonstration, and the thing had kind of fallen flat, and that Michelle Obama and others were there and had observed it, and that she was going to be very much out of favor with the new administration. Well, guess what? She's still there, more powerful than ever, more visible than ever. And you know what this tells me is that and Unification Church money has permeated. He spread that money around. He buys both sides. Like, he went in and worked the Russians when he was supposedly battling communism. He worked both sides of that.
You're speaking now of the Reverend Moon.
Reverend Moon.
Right. Who is supposedly the Messiah. Go ahead.
Yeah, he thinks he... And you'd think that with all the biblical penalties for whoever ends up at that position, nobody'd want the job, but believe it or not, they're out there fighting over who's going to get it. He has people in place, but they're powerful people. And the Moonies are not just an independent group unto themselves. They have been pivotal in the New Age movement right from the very start. start, at least relatively early, later history anyway, since the late 1940s, 1950s, they have been central in what has been taking place. They weren't there for Madame Blavatsky and the roots of that, but they've had a great deal to do with it in the 60s, the 70s, and through the present time, and they've supplied money, as has Paul Temple and many other people. They have been a big source of funding, and they've been a source of buying silence on the right, but they've also bought off important figures on the left. They were financial benefactors of Eugene McCarthy, who galvanized many people on the left and many people who were opposed to the Vietnam War in 1968. And they were his chief benefactor in his later years. They bought it on both sides of the aisle, but they do have some people cooperating with other people on in powerful places. And you're not going to see serious analyses of these, because when it starts popping up, then Unification Church people and the Paul Temple people and the Prayer Breakfast Network, they step in and they take some steps to silence the opposition. And in the meantime, the New Age groups just change their name to, they still use the phrase New Age, and they still talk about spirituality, and they talk about sustainability, but they now are going under global civil society. They're channeling it through academics. They're channeling it through business circles, and they have been, and indeed they are talking about, we need total tracking for sustainability.
And the tracking, I suppose, is tracking of the individual so that they know everything about everybody, because this is all going to be necessary to establish this one world totalitarian government.
Well, it's pretty much, I think what's going on right now, Dr. Stan, is that we are now seeing the revolution that I've feared for years. It's been probably put off for years, the one they'd hoped to have happening. The one that looked like it was happening when I first came on board on this, when they were having massive demonstrations in Europe, and Petra Kelly, who... she was galvanizing a lot of it, and then she died, was murdered in Germany, and some type of a NATO commander was implicated in her death. A general she evidently had been having some type of a love affair with. But there was lots of chaos and lots of unrest then, and they were confident they were going to bring it all down in the early 1980s, and they were confident that there was no opposition and that everything was under everybody else's radar. Now, this is what they're saying again. Hey, this is, everything is under the radar. Nobody saw it coming. Some of us saw it coming, and they're aware of who we are.
Well, basically what they're doing, of course, is they're working behind the scenes for the total breakdown of the structure of the Near East and the Middle East. What you're not hearing, of course, in the through the control media, is there are hundreds of thousands of people rioting and demonstrating in India. And the same thing is happening in China.
The same thing's happening here in the United States.
But go ahead.
These are New Age, and the New Agers are talking about it. They are laughing about it. They are writing about it on the Internet. But how are you going to look it up in the dictionary if you don't know how to spell it? There was one New Ager, her name was Tina Booth, T-E-E-N-A, and she wrote a book, Unfinished Evolution, and she bemoaned how New Agers had become marginalized in the 1980s, and that they'd suffered now 30 years of marginalization, or 20-plus years of marginalization, and she wanted them to be proud of their heritage and step out there. I did a blog spot on it. I put her little video up there, and immediately she pulled everything down offline. I think they probably told her it wasn't cool, and it disappeared so fast. But what they are doing right now is they are crowing again about, hey, we're under everybody's radar. Nobody catches on what's going on. And but they have simply changed the terminology. If people want to do serious research on this thing right now, put in quotes the name Global Civil Society, unquote, Google that, and Google it together with UN Global Compact, put quotes around it, that will facilitate it, make your term, search terms rather terse, and you will come up with more things than you're going to sit there. And then Google these terms with names that we are aware of that have been in this battle from the on the New Age side for a long time, names such as Paul Hawken instead of David Spangler. Everybody knows we're on to David Spangler. So you don't hear as much about him. He's still out there. He's still doing his thing. In fact, he wrote the foreword for Tina Booth's book and said she'd inspired him to come out again.
Basically, he's the one who writes about the importance of the
Luciferic initiation.
Luciferian initiation. You're never going to hear this in your church. Your minister is not going to tell you about it. He either doesn't know or he's afraid to, or he has actually been put into the church. They send all those sorts of people to seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, to conceal what's really going on. Now, they can get up and talk about the Bible, but the last thing they want is for people to understand the spiritual battle that's taking place. Before we go on, Constance, I want you to tell our listeners how they can hear your programs, how they can get your website, how they can get your information.
Okay, well, I have, first of all, and most important, I have a blog spot, which is an important forum, and that's put in Cumbie, C-U-M-B-E-Y, on a Google search, and it should bring it right up as the first hit. But worldwideweb.cumbie.blogspot.com. But it's easier just to remember Cumbie and Google it, or use another search equivalent search engine. It should bring it up for, very promptly, My Perspective by Constance Cumbie, which is, and then I have a radio program by the same name that's on twice a week opposite you. You're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm on Tuesday and Thursday on the microeffect.com from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock is my time frame. I think it's yours also. And the freeze-dry guy has been graciously sponsoring me on there, which has made the forum possible. And that's two nights a week. I have some resources that are available. In fact, you can pull them down for free. And no obligation, right over on my blog spot. I'm not trying to sell anything. The only thing I'm coveting is people's soul. And but anyway, join us over there. There's an active group of people doing active research on it, and we have a very, very active forum. And then there are a number of links of folks that are also doing valuable work. This thing is coming to a head, Dr. Stan. It really has been operating under our radar. They had just changed terminology and went on, and some of the change in terminology had gone under my radar until fairly recently. In fact, I considered almost a miracle that I discovered that UN Global Compact and did not know that had been going on. And then following the links on that, I found these things, such as the article on Corinne McLaughlin bragging about this and hot new political trends, as she put it, and that this was under everybody's radar. These were the same boasts that they had made in the 1980s. And these are not folks that are, Corinne McLaughlin and Paul Hawken are very much Luciferians. Renee Wadlow, who is very influential in many circles, is an open Luciferian. And then he had an interesting reaction when we wrote about him, if he didn't stick an article up trying to make it look like he was good friends and buddy-buddy with a Christian that was professing Jesus. Now, that was done in a calculated way to throw people off of the scent. But and all these people have in common, another thing they all have in common, and Dwayne Elgin, the sustainability, the links to the Institute of Noetic Sciences, and that the funding and the networking on that is it's interlocking with the C Street Foundation, the family, and the Institute for Christian Leadership. And these are interlocking networks and have been probably since their inception. And the tragedy is there are fine Christians involved over there that really think they're on the Lord's side.
Let me just comment. Dan Brown, of course, a very successful author, written a number of books on the Da Vinci Code, and but his latest book, Actually, of course, is a fascinating adventure story. But he writes about this at Noetic Institution, you know. And he tells you, of course, that the Masons are really the keepers of the secret. And what is that secret? Well, he actually tells you what the secret is. Where the power is, and of course, the secret is, you are God. Well, of course, I don't believe that for a minute, but that was Lucifer's message in the Garden of Eden, you know, you are God. And that, of course, is, according to Dan Brown, the secret message of Masonry that has been hidden for all these years. But he also talks about this Noetic Institute. It's not imaginary. It's real. It's right up, I think, in Pleasanton, someplace in Northern California here. If you read that book, he will tell you a great deal about what's going on, only he thinks it's wonderful, tapping into this supernatural power that's out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the tremendous interest in this sort of thing. You need to know it's there, but the last thing you want to do is to try to tap into that power. Because, of course, it will cost you your eternal soul. Constance, do you think that we are headed towards a war in the Middle East? What are your thoughts?
I think that the war is probably on, and I think the tragedy is that the United States is acting as the enforcer for the New Age revolution. And I think this might be even self-conscious on the part of many in the government, when suddenly we're saying that these governments have lost legitimacy, and we're sending our tanks in. And a lot of these governments are ugly. We had a saying in law school that hard cases make bad law. But this is there's a New Age slogan that crisis equals opportunity. And suddenly everything's coming down at the same time, and that's what the New Agers are saying. This is happening, that this is their global cosmic revolution.
And basically we see the crisis in Japan, we see the crisis, the financial crisis in Europe, we see the crisis in the Middle East, we're seeing a growing political uncertainty here in the United States. Of course, they focus our attention on all sorts of important things like the royal wedding and Tiger Woods and Lindsay Lohan and the latest sports individual. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization. And there's hardly anyone really understands what's going on. Well, Constance is kind enough to stay with us the second hour, our regularly scheduled guest, wasn't able to be with us tonight. So during the next hour, if you can listen to us on the internet at RadioLiberty.com, we will take calls, and you can ask Constance questions if you have them. But there's nobody more knowledgeable about the spiritual battle than I know than Constance Cumby. I've learned a great deal from her. I value her friendship. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this hour. Constance, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up this hour.
Okay, well, it is a very complicated thing, and I think...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Out there to confuse us. They will say, well, you know, is it possible that maybe he's really a Marxist or a socialist, or maybe he's gay, or maybe actually he's a Muslim, you know, and they have all of these issues. They want us talking about all the side issues, never about the important issues. Obama somehow becomes the issue, whether or not the spiritual battle that's being waged today. Well, if you want to understand it, we have some wonderful things that will help you to understand the true nature of the battle. First of all, we have some old copies of Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. They're hard to come by, but we do carry them. They're available from Radio Liberty. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Constance Cumby called The Aquarian Conspiracy. And we have the talk that Constance gave when she was our guest a few years ago. It's called The Emergence. What is the emergence? The emergence is the coming forward of the new world leader. Of course, they say it is the Christ, we say it is the Antichrist. But everything they do is a mirror image of certainly the Holy Scriptures, as we have a Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, a Holy Trinity. They have an unholy Trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, the false prophet. And believe me, all of them are very real, and they're probably all alive and well on the earth today. You need to understand, and you'll never find a better source of information than the information that we've just mentioned, the four tape sets of interviews with Constance, her book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and the talk that she gave for us, The Emergence. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a great four-tape set on the supernatural. You need to understand there really is a supernatural element out there. We actually have the interviews with a woman who was a medium, and actually she was a sorcerer's apprentice, and her experiences. And she thought this had to be of God. I mean, how could you have all these miraculous healings taking place? And, of course, one day she comes to the frightening realization that this is all demonic. And, of course, she has to renounce everything that she's done and renounce her supernatural power. And, of course, this is the important thing, that the only way, of course, you can get away from this is to renounce that there is a supernatural power. You can tap into it. I've known other people who are mediums. People would come from thousands of miles to hear them. And, of course, it wasn't them that was talking. It was a demonic spirit that would come to take over control of their bodies. And this one friend of mine tells me how it was as if he was sitting next to his own body or having an out-of-body experience, and somebody else was talking through his body. This is not imaginary. It's really very real. In fact, you've heard me tell the story about the Major General who was in charge of the Special Forces unit involved in tapping into the other dimension, and how he was able to take the spoon and twist it around and the handle into a complete circle. And although I didn't see him do it, Joyce Riley showed me the spoon, and I have no question that this is real, and there was no way a human being, actually, without some supernatural power, was able to bend that the handle. You need to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out for the souls of men. And this is the battle we have to be facing. This is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And guys, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. I suggest you get the things of conscience. They will change your life as they have changed mine. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, why, Constance agreed to stay with us the second hour. It's going pretty late back there in Detroit, but she was good enough to fill in. William Grigg wasn't able to be with us tonight. And so if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Constance on this subject that we're talking about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's certainly nobody who knows this subject better than Constance does, and certainly a source of information. And what a privilege it is for me, of course, to be on the same network that she's on, the Micro Effect Network. And I do the program Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and she does the program Tuesday and Thursday. And we actually have an opportunity to reach people with a parallel messages. My message is certainly probably more political, but certainly founded in this realization that we're involved in a spiritual battle that is being fought. And this is Constance really, of course, zooms in on all of this, a wealth of information that I'm just constantly amazed at. And certainly I looked up the UN Global Compact today, and you'll certainly want to look it up. You'll find that so many of our major corporations are tied into this UN Global Compact, and they have 10 things that you're supposed to do. The first one is the Declaration of Human Rights. Adhere to the Declaration of Human Rights. What's the Declaration of Human Rights? Well, it's just like the Declaration of Independence. It gives you rights to all of these things, unless, of course, they are in conflict with the programs of the United Nations, and then your right to speak out, or right to religious liberty, or right to any sort of freedom has to be sorely restricted, because, of course, you're given a freedom unless, of course, they want to take it away from you. But you go ahead and pick up the story. That was a fascinating website, the one on the UN Global Compact. Go ahead.
And as Corinne McLaughlin has written some fascinating things about it as well. And there's another very disturbing tie that even predates the founding of the Fellowship Foundation in Washington, D.C., and which had that interlocking network with the key New Age groups. And that was something called moral rearmament, which was the inspiration for the folks at the C Street Place, Frank Buckman. And when I first discovered the New Age movement, people told me that what I had stumbled onto looked an awful lot like something called moral rearmament that had been very, very powerful and then suddenly seemed to disappear. They didn't disappear. They bought a large castle in Switzerland and they set things up, and now it's called Initiative for Change, I believe. But still called MRA, and you'll find them cited in Lucis Trust reports, Lucifer Publishing, Lucis Trust, and World Goodwill. But this global compact and the principles that were pioneered, according to Corinne McLaughlin, she says in 1986, the Cole Roundtable, CAUX, that is the group that this is the what was purchased with the by the moral rearmament people. Said based in Minnesota, this is a branch of the one that's in Switzerland, and they're global, pioneered a list of principles for business, an international code of ethical values, and said recently that this is 1986, 300 multinationals joined it, but now there's thousands on board, and what they're saying is that they're merging business and business money. And it's the same names, the same personalities. They've just gone on and they changed the venue from just NGOs, but they've got the NGOs on board.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And certainly, Constance is just describing this network of corporations and banks and foundations and groups and NGOs, and they're all interlocked together. We're dealing with literally thousands of organizations, all part and parcel of this worldwide occult movement. Well, right now, of course, we've got Roman with us from Columbus, Ohio. Roman, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just on the telephone. I don't have a computer. Constance, my question is this. It concerns my granddaughter, who is a brilliant girl. She's 19. She's in college, and she wants to be a writer. Well, I have read your book twice. I recently finished it. Well, what I'm getting at is this. How do I direct my 19-year-old granddaughter to start reading stuff like what you wrote in The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow? I think your book was just magnificent myself, and I really did read it twice. So let me listen to what your answer is, and then after I hang up, that's it. I won't be able to hear no more tonight.
I will try. I wrote the book on purpose to get the attention of folks who were into this thing. And by using the title, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, I did manage to get their attention because they were using the rainbow as a unifying symbol. But it is tough if people aren't steered through it. You can't insulate people from every bit of this, so what you have to do is just bring it up and steer them through it and sometimes watch it with the kids and tell them what this thing is all about.
It's
tougher now than it's tougher now because the kids are being exposed to this. They are getting the heavy duty brainwashing in school that Marilyn Ferguson prophesied would happen. That when a new generation came along, that had these. There are some excellent resources now up on the internet. If you do have a computer and can Google search and sit down with her, that might be the best thing to do.
Well, I'm thinking I'll try and buy the book and send it to her for her birthday. Her birthday is coming around the bend.
Or you could get the DVD, or you could get the four CD set. But the important thing, tell her there is a secret out there, and you're going to introduce her to the secret, and it will change the whole way she looks at the world. This is the information that's been carefully suppressed. You've got to intrigue her, Roman, otherwise she's not going to take the time.
There are some kids up on the Internet right now doing some tremendous things with it and exposing. I don't agree with all their
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Roman calling from Columbus, Ohio. He has a granddaughter, and she wants to be a writer. Is she going to college now, Roman?
Yes, she's in college.
All right, fine. What you have to do, Roman wants to know how to introduce his daughter to these ideas that Constance had brought out 30 years ago in her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And Constance was saying, if you can get her to read the book, fine. And I suggested, well, what you have to do is intrigue her. Tell her that there's something that will change her life. There's something that they do not want you to know, and be a little vague about who they are. But tell them that it is the most powerful and wealthiest people in the world who do not want you to know about this. And this will change your life and give you an opportunity to be far more effective than anything, and that an entire college education. You go to college, you can take an advanced degree, you can get a PhD, but you will never hear these things unless, of course, you listen to programs like mine or like Constance's, or at least try to get her, capture her imagination. Okay.
There are some resources. There are some young people doing some tremendous things that up on the internet. And now, if you just do a simple search on YouTube, you'll find some valuable resources. They have one of the New Age leaders a long time ago, and he's dead now, Randall Bayer, who wrote a book that's still a Bible among New Agers on crystals. But he came out of the New Age movement. He miraculously came out of it. It appears that he was raised as a Christian, so he had some early foundation that came back to him after a time, and he was doing his best to expose the New Age movement. And now a series of talks by him, they're wonderful videos by somebody who was involved in the New Age movement, and is pointing out the dangers, and they're available up on the internet for listening to and watching, viewing some of the speeches that he gave. Those are up there. They're tremendous resources. Also, the link between Nazism and the occult usually gets the attention of peace-loving New Agers. I've gotten many out by pointing that out to them. But there are some, in addition to my book, there are some excellent videos that were, I think, are on sale in many places where videos are sold at stores such as Best Buy. They're usually back there in a section labeled Special Interest, and they're with titles The Occult and the Third Reich. And they show a number of compelling things that are exactly what was in the book The Occult and the Third Reich by Jean-Michel Angerbert, which the publisher didn't reprint. It was a powerful book that helped me unlock what was going on. But there are videos that do have this documentation. They're powerful, and they're intellectually persuasive. And you might want to get those too. If they don't sit down and watch the read the book right away, they might look at that.
And Roman, let me just put a plug in for my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It has touched an awful lot of lives, because it starts out telling you there is a secret. And up against the background of the Agatha Christie story, The Murder on the Orient Express, and it's certainly using poetry and other things to intrigue people. Some of the most beautiful poetry ever written, we've reproduced it, and hopefully, you know, it would intrigue her. Anyway, let us know. Give us a call sometime. Let us know what happens.
All
okay?
Right. After I hang up, I won't be able to hear you no more. I'm
sorry. I wish you had a computer, a shortwave. But anyway, God bless. Thanks so much, Roman.
Right, the shortwave. All right. Thank you, and good night, Tom.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Donna, who's calling from New Orleans. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question? Hi, Donna. How are things down there in New Orleans?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to know, does each color of the rainbow have a specific meaning, like red, yellow, orange, green, blue, violet, or whatever?
Excellent question. Okay, the New Agers refer to this thing as the Antankarana. This is that language from the Alice Bailey and the Theosophical books, the Antahkarana, or the Rainbow Bridge. And basically, the colors and color therapy is an important component of this. But when people are trained in these techniques and taught to believe this, and the rainbow was supposed to reinforce and deepen the hypnotic states that they were in, when they the glue that binds so much of this together, if they get people in political circles, then they want them to sit down and take them through some type of group exercise that's still going on. And where they'll have them focus on something, or they'll encourage yoga. Anything that gets you into a trance will do. And then the rainbow, the colors of the rainbow are supposed to deepen this, and some people are taught to relate to specific colors for specific things. But yes, they do have meanings, and for some people it can trigger the responses that they had when they were in the altered state and deepen the trance, and that's how people buy into this thing. You really have to be in a trance to buy it. Nobody in their right mind would go for what they're talking about, so it pays to get you out of your mind, like this old sign I saw in a restaurant once. You don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helped.
Anyway, thanks. Anything else, Donna, before we let you go?
Yes, and will the Antichrist, you think, be a hybrid between Satan and humans?
Whoever the Antichrist is, what the New Age perception is of this, whoever it's going to be, is somebody, a human being, that lends his body to possession. It's going to be a super-possessed individual. And there have been folks already that tried and thought they were heading there. But Krishnamurti was their candidate in the 1920s for it, and what the purpose was, he was supposed to have let his own personality exit and let the other one come in and take over. And Ruth Montgomery, who was a New Age writer, I don't know if she's still living or not. She would be very elderly if she is, but she was around and active when I started my work. A reporter from Detroit who was gotten into the thing by Adele Davis, the nutritional expert, but Ruth Montgomery wrote a book about walk-ins among us, and she was telling people how you could get a walk-in. And basically, what we're looking at is a movement of mass possession, mass hypnosis, and they try to get you there, and that's what all these techniques about, mind control techniques, meditational techniques. The object is to get you playing with less than a full deck, and then when you're in there, other spirits can take over and control.
And they can do this with music, too. That's why they've changed the music.
New Age music. That's what New Age music was about. And there have been a lot of attempts to try to sanitize it. That's what some of these movies are about. This is what things are about. This is the movie The Avatar. These are all designed to attempt to get you into the altered state. And they say once you reach that stage, the stage of meditation, from then on, even though you started out with different paths, all the paths are alike once you hit the path of meditation. Once you're seeing the world this way, and people can come out of it, thank God, it's been, I know many, many people that were in it and no longer are in it. They've been delivered miraculously from the deception of the New Age and out there busy warning other people about it. Such as Randall Bayer was one example, but there are many, many more examples, including the publisher of that book by Donald Keyes that I talked about. But people, once they get into this thing, then they've had their paradigm shift, and they honestly believe that things are very different. They're seeing things differently. They're seeing and hearing things that the rest of us are not seeing and hearing. And frankly, they're dealing with demonic forces.
Amen to that. Okay, thanks very much, Donna. Let's go to Ron, who's calling from Wisconsin. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. There is another dimension. There is a supernatural dimension which some people, of course, tap into. They do it through music. They do it through meditation. They do it through drugs. And of course, the LSD is many times an imitation. This is why they want to get our young people onto drugs, to open themselves up to demonic possession. Ron, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a couple. The first one is Rick Warren and the Emergent Church. I understand Rick Warren's part of the Council on Foreign Relations. Do you know much about Rick Warren and the Emergent Church movement?
I know quite a bit about it. I would like to know even more. But Rick Warren most definitely has affiliated himself with at least the political people with the political agenda of the New Age. I'm very disturbed by his global peace plan, where he wants to use churches and mosques and synagogues and temples, Hindu temples all over the world, as a distribution system. When you combine that with his affiliation with the Council on Foreign Relations, which he's very open about, that he's an annual guest at the World Economic Forum, and that he's very much an insider in the globalist networks, working with Tony Blair, is another blatant example. And then that he's had people at his church, such as he writes books on Harry Potter, and they look like excellent books against the occult. The only problem is his mission has been to sanitize Rick Warren and to come against any opposition and to try to discredit anybody else doing serious research on this, and it looks like he's had a damage control issue. And at the same time, yes, he has been pushing this thing at a very subtle level. Now, only God can judge his heart, but certainly he's running with some very dangerous crowds, and they're pushing an agenda could well be the prophesied system of Revelation chapter 13.
Okay.
Does that answer your question there, Ron?
Yes, and then the Emergent Church, and I had one more quick question after the Emergent Church, if I could, please. Where does the Emergent Church all tie into this?
Everything's emerging in the New Age movements. In fact, the whole doctrine of their reappearance of the Christ is the emergence of the Christ. Suddenly, everything is emerging.
Hold that thought. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Constance. The question is, what is the emergent?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Michelle, J-E-A-N, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L, Angabert. It's hard, relatively hard to find. A-N-G-E-B-E-R-T.
The Third Reich.
The Third Reich by Jean-Michel Angabert. It's an extremely important book if you can get your hands on it. It is scarce. The other thing I could commend to you would be the video series. Now, there are some other books that talk about it, but they leave part of it out. But the Occult and the Third Reich was probably one of the most important books I've ever read that on the subject. And
so
it's hard to find.
Time?
It was published by Macmillan Press, the Occult and the Third Reich. And the introduction was by Louis A.M. Sumberg, who then was chairman of the history department at the University of Tennessee.
But, you know, I think it was either the History Channel or the Discovery Channel did a four-part series, and that was probably the finest thing they ever did. I mean, most of it, what they put out is garbage, but this was really outstanding. It was the Occult, the Third Reich.
In fact, I think those are the ones that are available in the video that I think if people scour the like Best Buy, the special sections, that they'll find the set on them. I was able to find them easily, first in video form, and there are DVDs freely available. I own a couple of sets myself.
Okay, I hope that'll help you, Ron, but
yes,
we need to get the information out.
Dr. Stan, did you know that the History Channel did a special on the Bohemian Grove with Alex Jones?
Yes, I did, but
and
basically that was the decoded program, but they sure sanitized that, I'll tell you. And
okay.
They didn't get into the really important things. If you want to see what's really of the Bohemian Grove, why you need to see the Alex Jones DVD of the Bohemian Grove, and then got our four tape set on the Bohemian Grove. And we actually got hold of one of their actual books. They actually published books for their members. Nobody's supposed to get them, but somebody put out $60 and bought me one volume. And there in the foreword to the volume, there's just one page, sort of like a dedication page, and all it says is, "We revere the owl." We revere the owl. Of course, the owl is a symbol of Moloch.
Have that book.
We have it, yeah. And,
wow.
So anyway, God bless. Thanks so much
Thank
for
you.
Calling. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Constance. But this is not imaginary. This is very, very real. And there really are probably millions of people in America who have been swept up into this. And, of course, it's because, of course, when you send children to public schools and they destroy their faith in God, after all, they teach them evolution is true, and if evolution is true, the Bible isn't. And so then, basically, what are you going to believe in? We have to believe in something. And, of course, here's something you can believe in. And the trouble is that when you try to tap into this supernatural power, it's really there, and you can actually tap into this power, and you can begin to utilize this power, but you do that at the risk of your eternal soul. Go ahead, Constance.
Yes, it certainly is the risk of your eternal soul. I think what's making a difference between now and before is that there's the modern communications which have encircled the globe, as Marilyn Ferguson put it, beyond any hope of retreat, or even more intensified now. When she wrote the book, she had computers and fax machines, but they were primitive compared to what we have now. And now they're talking about doing a new Internet. They're hopeful because we were able to use it proficiently. And that was their surprise, because just as they thought nobody could understand what they were talking about and nobody could decode them, they're very leery that the computers have given us a way to communicate our message as well, which is true, but now literally I have something to say. I can get it out on the Internet in a couple of minutes, and it can make its way around the world if I take the time to write an article with News with Views or put a video out, or people can put YouTube out, and many millions of people can access it instantaneously. That's taking place. But the corporations, the global civil society thing, is big, and Corinne McLaughlin and company now have been operating under, they think they've been operating under our radar, but they're getting pretty bold about it now, and hello?
Yeah, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me a chance to take a breath, Dr. McDuff.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Chris, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming down to a climax in history. I'm firmly convinced that, I've been at this for, pretty close to 50 years now, and certainly this is my 49th year, and I've seen a lot of things take place. I think we're moving close to the climax of history, towards the culmination of history as we've known it. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so
thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening for the last half of our marathon this evening is Constance Cumby. And we've been talking about what's really going on in the world today. Now, if you're out there and you have a question for Constance, there's nobody who understands the very essence of what this battle is about better than Constance Cumby. And, of course, we talk about this battle as if it was between philosophies, liberal versus conservative, right versus left, free enterprise versus socialism, a Democrat, a Republican versus Democrat. But this is not what the battle is all about. That is all very superficial. Most or so many of our conservative organizations have been thoroughly infiltrated. In fact, many of them are actually financed by the people on the other side to prevent the true information from getting out as to the true nature of what this is about. And these are real organizations out there, and certainly whether we talk about the family, whether we talk about the Moonies, whether we talk about the Lucis Trust, whether we talk about the Rosicrucians or the Masons, whether we talk about Skull and Bones or the Bohemian Grove or the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Trilateral Commission, or the Club of Rome, or certainly, they're not imaginary, they're real, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, they're tangible organizations, they have an agenda. Now, not that everybody who belongs to all of these organizations knows what it's about, but the people at the very center of this organization do understand the spiritual forces which is driving the movement towards the one world government, of the one world financial system, the one world currency, the one world religion, the destruction of Christianity, and the installation of the one world ruler. And these things are coming and coming so rapidly, I fear that there's going to be a terrible conflict in the Middle East, how it's going to line up, who's going to be fighting. I know we will be fighting, it's probably on the same side as Israel, but what is going to happen as far as whether the Chinese and the Russians will be drawn in initially or later into this, but I feel it's going to be a terrible cataclysmic event. I believe that there's going to be hunger in the world. I believe there are going to be new diseases in the world. I think we're going to see, well, the world that we've known really is not going to come back again. That most people are concerned that it will, but it's not going to come back again. The world we've known is gone and gone forever. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now, Jack, do you have a question for our guest? Jack, do you have a question for our guest? Go ahead. Just take one here, but what's the question?
Well, okay, so the New World Order obviously encompasses a broad spectrum of entities. And I recall Mark Scott, I'm sure Constance is familiar with who Mark Scott
is. He interviewed me many times and while he was living.
Okay.
And I knew Mark Scott personally.
I started listening.
Go ahead, Jack. What is that?
This is kind of a broken up connection, but Pat Robertson, I remember encountering an issue of Time magazine, and old brother Pat had his sort of like a clawed hand over his heart.
Sure did.
In this picture on Time magazine, and I was curious if Pat Robertson factors in as some kind of a New World functionary.
Fine. We'll get Constance's view on that. Constance,
happy to talk about that one. Yes, we had, he definitely had, he fought me tooth and nail on any attempt to get any word out on the New Age movement, and it was kind of a dirty, underhanded way of fighting. He and his family had tight ties with the Fellowship Foundation in Washington, D.C., both his father and some of the globalist interests, and I felt if he had enough nerve to say that when the Bible said every eye shall behold him, it means on television, didn't match a thing in Scripture, but it did match the externalization of the hierarchy by Alice Ann Bailey. it did match Benjamin Krem, who was saying just exactly that. And Alice Bailey said when the time came for the new Christ to make his reappearance, the prophecy, every eye shall behold him, would be reinterpreted to mean that it could, that he could be seen from every point on earth by television. She said to the ordinary Christian, that would sound like rank blasphemy, but then the question would immediately arise. Well, yes, it sounds like blasphemy if anybody had been saying it, but Pat Robertson, but when he was saying it, people were accepting it as gospel, and I felt that if he had the nerve to say it, I had the nerve to quote him.
No, but now, what is the Fellowship Foundation? Was that like the family?
That was the C Street Foundation, same one that Jeff Charlet wrote about.
All right, fine. No, this the family.
Pat Robertson was networked with one of the most powerful, influential figures in the New Age movement, a man named Jeremy Rifkin. And Rifkin wrote a book and spelled out what they were going to do and who they were going to do it to and how they were going to do it. The book was called Entropy. He also wrote a book about how they were going to use the church to do the job, particularly the evangelical church, and that book was called The Emerging Order, God in an Age of Scarcity by Jeremy Rifkin. Pat Robertson had the unpublished manuscript on entropy. He could have done more in one day on the 700 Club to have exposed this thing than I did, taking 7 years out of my law practice traipsing around the country and trying to get the word out the best I could over his active opposition. Instead of exposing it, he sent out a newsletter, Pat Robertson's Perspective, June-July 1980, a year before I discovered the New Age movement, and called for the nations of the world to have the courage to make the changes called for by Jeremy Rifkin. And now, Pat Robertson had to be held to a higher standard than everybody else because he claimed he was getting inside direct knowledge from God, that God was speaking to him directly. And, of course, Robertson, when he tried to cover his posterior later on the New Age movement, which he did, toward when he couldn't sweep it under a rug anymore and convince people it didn't exist anymore, then he finally did a special on it about 1989 and claimed he'd just learned about it. Now, it's mighty peculiar that God told him about it. If somebody's sniffles in the back seat of a Volkswagen in southern Wyoming, but didn't tell him about anything as significant as the New Age movement. But he fought me on it very, very, very hard, tried to cancel programs that had me on. And I had a chapter in my second book, you can pull it down for free, by going to my blog spot and just clicking on presentations for downloading. In my second book, A Planned Deception, has a chapter on the Secret Kingdom. You can read it there. Very important information. And this is still going on. Rifkin is still a major, major player in the New Age movement and advising the European Union on what should be done. But he had laid the whole thing out, Mark Satin, New Age Politics. And some of his later books, he was openly referencing Alice Bailey and Blavatsky and A Treatise on White Magic, so on and so forth. And he basically laid out a scheme for how the church was going to be used, too. They thought they were most clever the way they were pulling this off. They thought they almost had it pulled off. And then we came along and upset their little apple cart in the 1980s.
And, you know, it's amazing what one person can do. I mean, I think that probably Constance, more than anybody else, certainly can be credited with exposing this thing and throwing their whole timetable off. They intended to bring this whole thing about in the early part of the last century when Krishnamurti was to declare himself as the Christ, and then that didn't work. And then in the early 1980s, they announced that the Christ was here, he's ready to declare himself. But Constance exposed that, and now, of course, they've had to go almost 30 years down the line. It looks like things are much more in place than before, but there's a growing awareness. I think this is really what's so interesting about what's going on, and certainly through the miracle of the Internet and through radio and Sydney and some of the other people, maybe they don't go into the great deal of detail that Constance does, but certainly we find people like Alex Jones talking about the fact that this is a satanic conspiracy. And he keeps using that phrase enough times that at least he's drawing attention to the fact that there really is a supernatural component to this. And of course, this is the recurrent theme of everything that we do, but of course we don't do it anywhere near as well as Constance. I'm always amazed by the information she has. But people can go to her blog. Once again, tell our listeners how they can get your information, please, Constance.
My blog spot is worldwideweb.cumbey.blogspot.com, and C-U-M-B-E-Y, and if somebody wants to reach me, my telephone number is printed up there, my email address is printed up there. I'm not trying to hide, and I'm not hiding behind pseudonyms or anonymous pages, but you can get in touch with me if you want, if you would like to reach me. But pull the material down, and the internet, the blog spot, if you're on the internet, is probably the best way to communicate. And there are some excellent researchers that are cooperating with me on that blog spot. We have a very lively forum.
Right. Well, let's get, I think Jack has one more question. Jack, did you have another question for our guest?
I'm sorry, Dr. Chan. I wasn't hearing clearly because the broadcast reception is pretty fortnight. Constance mentioned Jeremy, and I wasn't sure if it was R-I-F as in Frank Rifkin or R-I-F as in Sam.
R-I-F-K-I-N. Rifkin.
Rifkin. Jeremy Rifkin.
Jeremy Rifkin. In fact, he's still very, okay. very powerful in the New Age movement. He's very powerful with the European Union. He's very powerful in all of these circles that are trying to put this thing over.
And these people, of course, permeate the leadership of nations throughout the world. This is what people really don't understand. They have their people in key positions in the United Nations. They have them in key positions in our government and in other governments. And you'll find people like Barbara Marks Hubbard. Well, she ran, actually, for vice president of the United States, in the Democratic primary back in 1984. Fortunately, Geraldine Ferraro won, but Barbara Marks Hubbard was running that position. But so many of the people in key positions certainly are either members of secret societies or affiliated with them. Certainly when George Bush and John Kerry both ran for the presidency, one a Democrat, the other Republican, in the year 2004. And, of course, you guys remember why, of course, one of the reporters asked both men, Tim Russert asked both men about the secret society they belong to. Both of them said, it's so secret that we can't discuss it. And, of course, you remember what happened to Tim Russert? Probably just had a heart attack and died. We will never know. But there's certain things you're not supposed to bring out on national television. Jack, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
I just want to say this, Dr. Stan. I'm going to do my best to get George Norrie to interview you and Constance.
Lots of luck, and I hope we get on. Thank you.
Okay.
I think it may very well be a very, very, let's just hope that you're successful. Let's leave it at that. God bless. Thanks so much, Jack. Again, I want telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Constance, you mentioned that you were supposed to be on the Pat Robertson Show, and they canceled the program?
No, I never was. They canceled programs that had me on their network. The Gary Randall program was canceled after they did the series with me. Jane Randall, Something Beautiful. These were top-rated programs on his network. And then they sent me a very detailed questionnaire. And I first started out and said they had a lot of inquiries about me, and they had this incredibly detailed, and I sat there and looked at it. I thought, why would they need my Social Security number to decide whether to have me as a guest on their program? And so I just attached that big, a huge story from the Detroit Free Press and sent it back. And then a letter came back. Unfortunately, we have no programming qualities that no programming openings that match your specific qualifications. But if you're ever in Virginia Beach, we'd like to have you as a guest in our audience. And then I was invited on the PTL Club, in for September 23rd, 1983, to be specific. I didn't even tell my mother I'd been invited on there because I figured that something would be done to try to stop it. And sure enough, I had a call from the PTL producer, a woman who had been delivered out of the New Age movement. And she said that she said, boy, did the fur ever fly around here after I invited you. She said somebody leaked word to the 700 Club, and the producer, Jackie Mitchum, called and accused us of inviting you on the program just to boost the ratings. And we said, no, that's not the reason we invited her, but if it was, so what? He said, well, we didn't invite her. Well, why not? Well, we just didn't invite her, that's all. And I told her I wasn't surprised and why. Well, when I showed up to do that program, even though there had been no communication between the two programs for several years, there were two producers from the 700 Club at the Breakfast for Guests grilled me mercilessly over breakfast. And then I think I figured out who the leak was to the 700 Club. There was a woman that sat there and just stared at me while I was waiting to go on, and somebody else showed up that hadn't been there in years who loved Buckminster Fuller and some of the others. He wrote a book, When You're The Day the Dollar Died, and I had thought his book was fine. I was kind of surprised, but anyway, they delayed bringing me out there as much as possible. Then I was warned I was not to mention John Nesbitt or Alvin Toffler in any way if I wanted to be invited back, and they... But the woman kept staring at me, and of course, I've practiced law for long enough. That doesn't intimidate me. That just inspires me. And I just sat there, and finally the producer came out and take me out on the set with Jim and Tammy Baker. And she said, Constance, I would like to introduce you to Vi Esposito. Vi is the director of our Total Living Center. And she said, Vi, I think we should have Constance in to do a three-day seminar for our staff. She said, I nearly invited Norman Cousins on the program. I would have done so out of ignorance. And Vi stared at me very coldly, and she said, folks wouldn't listen around here unless it came out of Jim Baker's own mouth. And then she said, besides, I've read the Aquarian Conspiracy. And she looked at me very coldly. When she said that, I said, oh? And she said, well, I didn't read it all the way through. And I said, oh, why not? She said, because it was so oppressive. I said, I see. Very interesting. But then later it came out when the biographies came out on what was happening and what had gone wrong with PTL Club. She was the one who had taken Jim Baker on those frantic buying sprees. She was the one who had introduced and pushed Alvin Toffler, John Nesbitt, and she was the one that was teaching hypnosis at their Total Living Center for PTL. So that was their infiltration. But we did manage to get the word out on the New Age movement despite all the opposition. They couldn't shove it in, and to this day when the New Agers write about their serious opposition, I'm usually the only one that gets mentioned.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, I think that's the nicest tribute they can pay to you, Constance, is that they mention you as the organized opposition. The organized opposition of...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.